don't know if I'm going to be healed on earth or in heaven, but either way, I'm going to be healed.
When Victoria Jackson was fighting cancer, she prayed some pretty specific prayers for healing. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and Victoria shares her journey of prayer as she studied Hezekiah in the Bible.
I prayed and I said, God, would you please heal me? And then he gave me the story of Hezekiah. Actually, it was in my Bible study, at community Bible study. When I was bald-headed in chemo, we were studying the story of Hezekiah. And he was a good king in Israel. And Isaiah said, God told me to tell you that you're going to die soon, get your things in order. And he started crying and he looked at the wall and he said, God, I've always obeyed you and loved you. And God said, okay, I'm going to change my mind. You have 15 more years. And put some fig ointment on that deadly sore. So I kind of took that as use modern medicine, because I was praying and said, God, should I do chemo? Should I not do chemo? Half my Christian friends, they do it. Half my Christian friends, they don't do it.
And then Victoria began to realize something from her study of Hezekiah.
And then Hezekiah said, is there a sign that I'm going to be healed? And God turned back time. And so I named my new dog Hezekiah to remind me. And every time I'm at the dog park, I get to witness to people about that story because they asked me why I named him that. So that verses like that really helped me through it. And I hope he will use it for his glory and use it for me to get to witness to more people.
Yes, God can use the Bible to provide hope and encouragement to you in powerful ways. Do you want to learn more about walking with God in difficult times? Go to cru.org.